Dr. Larry Wiggins had always hoped his hometown would be able to bring home a Pheasant airplane. The aircraft was built in Memphis, Missouri in 1927 and 28, but only three were known to exist. Then they received word one was for sale, but could they raise the money to buy it? The story of their adventure is this edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
In 1927, pilot Lee Briggs began the Pheasant Aircraft Manufacturing Company in Memphis, Missouri. However, when he was tragically killed in a crash here in December of that year, the Pheasant airplane ceased production, but the story was never forgotten.
There were 36 of them made here in Memphis, and this plane that we've got here in Memphis is one of three that's known to be in existence today.
Dr. Larry Wiggins says that for over 80 years, the town that produced the Pheasant did not have one, but they were always on the lookout for one of the three that might come up for sale.
A friend of mine came to me 3 years ago, and he says, "Doc, there's a Pheasant airplane for sale in Long Island, New York. We need to bring that plane back to Memphis."
The cost, though, was $75,000, but townspeople began to raise the money to bring the Pheasant home.
I was really surprised at the people that came in and wanted to give $50 or $100 to bring this plane back here. And part of the reason for that was that they had heard about the plane all their life, and they had family connections.
The plane was one of five originally sent to New York. This particular model had been wrecked, but restored by someone over a period of many years. Fred Clapp went with a group to see the plane and purchase it.
People that we bought it from acquired it, finished it, put the wings together, and he got a ride in the airplane when he was 94 years old. He died shortly after that. But it was an experience for a bunch of us who were able to go out there and see the airplane for the first time.
The plane is on display here, but they've chosen not to fly this 1928 model Pheasant so far. It is truly a treasure to residents who brought the plane back home. Traveling the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.